Daddy's number one podcast. Love the topics, the guests, and all of the contrast. They ain't focused on the views and the traffic. What's the point of shining if no jewels for the masses? We gotta spread the news of our passion. Service is a verb, now that's community action. Yo, everybody, let's talk. Look, talking ain't enough, so everybody, let's walk. We all want freedom, the eagle and the stars, but the only way to reach it, meet the people where they are. Unity's the only way to fend these atrocities. You and me together can eliminate poverty. And this is just a vessel of expression to make sure we stay on the message of progression. Yes, everybody, let's talk. Bring your ideas and together we walk.
Protect our seeds from the poisonous root, and we gotta reach the source and the soul and the root.
Yes, everybody, let's talk. We need community action. Together we walk.
Together we work in to reduce violence. Speak through the airways, we refuse silence.
Let's talk.
You're listening to Let's Talk. More action. I'm your host, Cameron Minter, and my co-host is none other than Sharon Price. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Cam.
How's it going, Sharon?
Oh, listen, coming off a big weekend.
Oh,
yes.
What was so big for you?
Oh, for me, I had one graduate from college. Oh,
yay.
Raise the roof.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Mother's Day. So it was a big weekend.
It's a special weekend.
It was a special.
I like all that. I like all that.
Well, and your weekend is going to keep going because you've got one graduating from college, too.
I've got one on Friday. So, yeah, it's big in my house. This is a big year for me. It's graduations. My grandson's graduated from high school.
I've got one graduating from high school at the end of the month.
And then you know, a big birthday, big anniversary, and money.
money. Everything, the cost of everything is
crazy. It's crazy. We had a different Mother's Day, as you know. I've in my brother-in-law's house. And so, you know, we always had the people come over to our house. So it was kind of different this year, but I didn't cook, which is different because, you know, Mother's Day is the absolute worst day on the planet Earth to go out to eat.
Oh, because you're not going to get any. Oh, that's for sure.
Awful. It is the worst. So, we did a low key Mother's Day, but you know, gifts were plenty and love was plenty, but yeah, we had to scale back a little bit and just try to figure out, you know, how we're going to do things from here. But speaking of going out to eat, I went to Texas Day Brazil. Have you been there?
I have not been there here. Cameron, that is where you go when you want to eat the whole pig, the whole cow,
I had meat sweats because I went, you know, I go in with a game plan like I'm not getting filled on French fries and bread. I'm getting this meat. And, you know, they brought it. You know, at first, you know, my plate was empty. I was waiting for them.
Listen.
Then they came around the corner, 3-4 meats. And I said, okay.
They keep coming. They don't stop coming.
I love it. It's great.
It's almost miserable to me because I was like, my God.
Exactly. You know? It's almost like a guy place, but the atmosphere is way too nice to take, you know, your boys. You know what I'm saying?
You better take Quinn and be
exactly.
happy.
Exactly. But yeah. But, you know, it's a challenge for, I'm not trying to be sexist, but I think it's a challenge for women to get excited about so much meat just
keeps coming.
Yeah.
I was excited about it until it just kept coming.
I know, right?
I'm like, oh, this is great.
I know.
Okay.
I know. Yeah.
This is great. I can't breathe over here.
Right.
But I'm going to try that.
But exactly.
You
got to
try it all
because exactly.
It's all great.
It was awesome. So we're going to plan to go there again and, you know, treat that like Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving, you don't eat a whole lot before you go, you know, to Thanksgiving dinner. So you can have that plenty. That's that type of place.
Well, that's okay. I'm not going to say what I was thinking on that. I'm not going to say what I was thinking on that. So we're going to move on.
We're
going to
move on.
That.
We're going to move on.
We're going to move on
that's
past
right.
that.
That's right. So who do we have on today's show?
We are honored to have Bridget Rice, our Director of Human Resources, in the house today. Welcome, Bridget.
Welcome.
Thank you guys for having me.
Well, listen, we've got to have you here because everybody is talking about jobs and employment openings and all of that and bringing new jobs into Lexington. And we've got jobs that are open right now today.
Yes, we have plenty of jobs open and we are ready for everyone in our community to come out and apply for these jobs and become a part of our family.
How about that?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I became a part of the family in 2009.
Uh-oh, we're doing this. Okay.
Yes, we're going to do this.
Let's go.
I became a part of the family in 2009. And after I was here, maybe 6 or 7 months, I was like, this should have been my house a long time ago. Why did I wait so long to come to Community Action? And so I'm going to be here until they run me out. Mm. But, you know, this is a wonderful place, you know, not just to have a job, but to have a career.
Yes, and a lot of people feel that way. We have people that come and have stayed, been here over 35 years. And so I'm a near 30-year myself.
Come on.
So I've been here for a while, too, and when I first came to Community Action, believe it or not, Sharon, my plan was to stay for 2 years. I told the executive director then, I'll give you 2 years. And I've been here 28. So it's a wonderful place to be.
Well, and I think now when we're seeing all of the issues, because this is what Community Action was made for. Community Action was created to be to bring solutions to the community and be a part of the problems that people talk about, you know, on a regular basis. And I think coming in and being able to really be a part of the solution, to see change happening in families and children, you know, and I'm going to go right back to where my life, I guess, when I moved to Lexington over 30 years ago, started right here in this very building. And my daughter, Braxton, that we just talked about graduating on Saturday, was in Head Start in this building.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of full circle for me.
Yes, I see that. You know, we have all kind of positions open. And so whether you want to help educate the children that we serve or in our community, or whether you want to be a part of helping families resolve, you know, issues that they're having, some, you know, as a result of the pandemic, some, you know, was there before, you know, we have those positions that, you know, people can come in and apply, and we are ready to fill those positions.
So I've been here since 2005, and I have grown in several different positions or titles, and where I am now is just, it's great. And I have been able to grow my profession, my career while I was here. And it's been a wonderful thing for me as well. We're in the studio.
Right. Who would have ever thought about
right.
it?
And we're doing things so much different than where we started. You know, when I first came, we started the social media, you know, and wow.
I remember that was a big deal. What can you post?
It was a big deal, you know, for me because, you know, at that time, Facebook was ruining people's lives. It was awful, and I didn't want no parts of it.
Facebook can still ruin people's lives.
But, yeah, there's been growth, and, you know, as the agency continues to grow, the opportunities are outstanding, and there is opportunity for you to even grow once you get in. The old adage is that you get your foot in the door, and then there's so much more. So,
well, and that's the thing, Cameron. I did not realize what was available at Community Action because I knew about Community Action because, of course, we were partnered with the Head Start program. But I did not realize that the sky's kind of the limit when you come to Community Action. You get your foot in the door, see what we're really about, and then find the place that fits you the best.
Right.
Yes, I tell people all the time, Community Action is the best kept secret in Lexington, Kentucky. It absolutely is. I mean, it's a wonderful place to work. When people come here and they do work and they stay and they, you know, they're able to spread their wings, so to speak, and, you know, we listen to whatever they have to say. You know, they are able to bring ideals, you know, forward, and, you know, they get to be able to to do what they want to do here, as you know, as long as it continues to benefit the community and so forth. I think, again, I think, you know, just coming to see what we have available, what, you know, where you could fit in, what opportunities that, you know, we have here. I think that, you know, people should, you know, take advantage of that while we have, you know.
I know a lot of people have, a lot of agencies have experienced great change with the pandemic. What has the pandemic done for community action and regarding our hiring and our positions and things of that nature? How has that affected us, and what changes have we, you know, implemented to try to fight? Because it's always a fight with this COVID.
Yeah. So we have experienced a lot of vacancies through this pandemic. But I think one of the things that community action has done is stepped up. And so we've have created some opportunities for people coming in the door. So we actually offer up to a $3,000 sign-on bonus upon hire.
Yeah, that $3,000 in your hand just coming on in. That's awesome.
Well, and another thing, the pandemic changed a lot of things. And, you know, we are definitely experiencing the staffing crisis just like everybody else across the nation. But taking those additional steps of paying the sign-on bonus and different right. stipends, you know, for our child development staff and things like that, to make sure that we are showing as much appreciation as we can for a job well done.
Absolutely.
You know, because when you think about what we're doing here, we don't just change people's lives every day. We help save people's lives. And I think that that's important. One of the questions that you asked was, how have things changed?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
you know, the interview process has changed.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
about
that.
Changed.
Yes.
You know,
we are both doing in-person and virtual interviews. We are interviewing people as quick as they can come in the door. So we're offering on-the-spot interviews for individuals that, you know, are available to do that. But one thing I wanted to go back and say, I think it's really important to say, is that we took the pandemic very, very seriously. And so I want people to know out there that Community Action is a safe place to work. We follow all of the CDC guidelines. We, you know, we are very serious about our disinfecting, sanitizing processes and so forth. So coming to Community Action, it is a safe place to work.
So not just a safe place to work health-wise, but a safe place for anybody that's employable. We really don't care what you look like. We don't care what your background is, that kind of thing. We welcome everyone to come and be a part of the solution in the community, because everybody is already a part of this community, and we want our workforce to reflect our community.
Yes, diversity is very important to us. And so since I've been here day one, making sure that our workforce reflect the community in which we live in has been very important to our board and to you know, our Head Start Policy Council, to just everybody that works with us. And so that's been a key focus of ours as well.
Well, and having a diverse family, because that's what we have, gives us a rich environment, you know, of looking at all of the things that make us alike and all of the things that make us different, and celebrating those differences.
Yes, exactly. So.
Well, we're going to keep talking with you once we come back from the break. You are listening to Lex Talk, More Action.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why don't you join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.org. That's commaction.org.
Community Action Council is here to help our neighbors recover from this pandemic and thrive. We are operating Lexington's Housing Stabilization Program and providing financial assistance to Fayette County residents facing the threat of eviction by helping them with past due or future rent and past due or future utility costs. The best and easiest way to access financial help is online. Type in COVID-19renterhelp.org. which links to Community Action Council's website. There you will find more detailed information about the program. To get started, simply click the button that says apply. There are some eligibility requirements, which are specified on the application online. Households must live in Fayette County and must be able to show or describe how they have been directly or indirectly impacted by COVID-19 and that they face eviction and homelessness because they are past due on monthly rent. The very best thing you can do is to fill out the application that is linked on the website. Once your application is processed, someone will reach out to you using the contact information that you provide. Community Action Council has been and will continue to be here to help our community thrive.
Community Action Council Prep Academies offer free early childhood education and comprehensive services to children birth to 5 years old and their families. This school year, parents and families can choose the Head Start learning option that best fits the need of their child and family, whether it's virtual or with their Head Start program or in-person learning. The choice is yours. To enroll your child in one of their Prep Academies or in Head Start at home, call the Community Action Council today at 859-233-4600 or by going online at commacition.org. That's ComAction.
Welcome back. We're talking with Bridget Rice, the HR Director for Community Action Council. And we were just talking about all the different things that Community Action Council is doing to combat the separation from the COVID, from the event, the pandemic. So over this time, we've done a lot of different things like advertising. We've been on TV. We've been on buses. We're on all our social media platforms. And if you still have not gotten connected to our social media platforms, what are you waiting for? That's an inside joke. I'll tell you later. Because I met your granddaughter. How about that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she is such a sweetie. And yeah, so... what are you waiting for? Get on board with our social media so that you can stay connected. Now, we are hiring, right? I mean, I haven't had a message more urgent than what we're doing right now. We're hiring. And it's a wonderful opportunity for you to grab hold and get involved. How can people apply for a job here at Community Action?
So there's a couple ways. You can send an email to cachars@comaction.org, or you can visit our website at www.comaction.org.
And that's commaction.org.
Yes. Or you can send us your resume. You can also go visit any of our locations. They have paper applications that you can pick up and, you know, take home, fill it out at your leisure and return it to the center and we'll get it.
So what you're trying to say is if you want a job, you can have a job today.
Yes.
That's what she's
if you're
saying.
Looking for work.
If you are looking for
if you're
work.
Looking for work and you want to invest in something that is more meaningful than just a check, you're changing people's lives.
Well, and
I'm that's gonna, available today.
And I'm going to say, even if you're not looking for a job,
okay,
Community Action, this is an all call.
Yeah,
a community all call is really what this is. It's because we need people in the community to help us do our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we have some classrooms that are closed that we mm-hmm. have not been able to offer Head Start and early Head Start services. And so we're asking people, even if it's not something that you've thought about, working with young children, you know, come in and give us a year so that we can help, you know, the children get that foundation that they need and get all of that early screening. And because mental health is going to be a big issue, you know, for children that have been involved in this whole pandemic all of their life.
And I think one thing that people really don't connect is how everything is connected. You need a job, but you also need childcare.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get a job unless you have sufficient childcare. And Community Action Council is there providing both. You know, the different things that are provided, we can't help people help themselves unless we have the people.
The people to help people help themselves. And I'm going to say this. people are looking not just for sufficient child care, but people should look for high quality early childhood education. And that is what our programs here are.
Yes.
You know, and so we've just the Office of Head Start has just expanded eligibility. And included anyone receiving SNAP benefits.
Okay.
So if you receive SNAP benefits, you have a child under five, you are automatically, regardless of what your income is, you are automatically eligible to enroll your child.
I learn something every show.
That's absolutely great. Another way a person could help, if you already have a job and you're comfortable and you like your job, spread the word. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell anybody you know. I tell people all the time, when you go to church on Sunday, tell them Community Action is hiring. Yeah. And so, and send them my way. So.
Do we need to get in the church? Do we get on the church fans? We need you. You need a job.
You joking, but that's
a good idea. I like that idea.
I can't stand y'all.
work.
Right,
now you got something. Now you got something
with
else
that fan
to do.
And that staff that can see Community Action is hiring.
Oh, yeah. So
I'm loving it.
With Mahalia Jackson on the front, ours on the back.
I'm loving that. You know,
it's reaching people where they are. It's really important that people understand that, you know, times are changing. Food and everything, expenses are going up. And so, you know, a lot of safety net stuff that the government has provided is coming to an end or has ended.
That's
and
right.
So it's time to, you know, knuckle down and try to get some security for what's coming, because, you know, everybody thought the pandemic was the worst thing. I think what's the after effects, the ripple effects of the pandemic is what's really going to affect families. And we need to be ready for that ripple.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need people who are committed to helping and doing those things in our community.
Well, and this is where I'm going to make a shameless plug and appeal to the men out there, because men, as you know, they are such an integral part of that family dynamic. And, you know, think about being in a non-traditional role. Come in, get in the door, like you said, maybe work in some child development classrooms, but don't stay where you are, because that's not what Community Action is about.
Right.
Don't stay where you are when you walk in the door. Take advantage of the scholarship opportunities that we provide for going back to school, and class by class, get those credentials that you need to move up and make higher wages.
That's a great point. Bridget, I know we had Chastity in on one of the shows, and she explained that she came in receiving services and then began to work on her career and began and was hired. Can you talk about how that transition is from receiving services and also getting work here at Community Action Council?
I think it goes back to the whole idea that CAC is a family. Now, there's work to be done, but we also make allowances for those obligations that you not only have to your family, but to yourself, such as going back to school and completing your degree. So we work with you. That's important to us, whether that be, you know, you're going back, taking a class virtually afternoon, in the evenings, whatever. We try to make those allowances. We have scholarship opportunities where we can help pay for your college education. We also, I think it's a great segue into, not only do Community Action pay good wages, we have excellent benefit package for the people that come work for us. I think we have one of the best benefit package in this local area. You know, when you compare it, you know, side by side. And I'm going to say it. The school district and, that's a whole nother story, because that seems to be our largest competitive. But the Urban County government, our benefit package and wages, you know, actually stands up to and are comparable to those places. So I think not only are you looking for a place that is willing to accept you to be part of our family, but we also, you know, we take care of our family. We offer, you know, great benefits. We, you know, we give you a good salary. And then there's, you know, we alluded to earlier, there's a lot of other perks that comes along working with Community Action Council. But it is important. We really push our folks to go back to school, and we help them do that.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, Chastity, she started out in services, and she
Chastity came in, and she was receiving services because she was exiting foster care when Chastity came to us looking for support.
Mm-hmm.
And Chastity said when she came to us, she was looking for support, but what she found here was a family that accepted her and where she was, but not just accepted her, but challenged her and supported her to get an associate's degree, to get a bachelor's degree, and she's getting ready to finish her doctorate degree. And so the opportunity is there, the support is there to be a part of the solution.
Absolutely. And I know that there are different programs even that say like Head Start offers that you can still get a job. And I've met so many different people who came through a program and have made a commitment to the council and have been hired on, you know, the CDL program,
the CDL program.
Yeah. So there's so many different opportunities, and all of them eventually point back to what we're trying to do. I mean, you can come in, it doesn't matter how you come in, you can come in seeking a job, you can come in seeking services, but you can find so much more once you come through the door.
Well, and one thing that I think people, sometimes you have to find yourself mm-hmm. In your employment and in your environment. And so sometimes people come in and they want to work with children, and they do that for a little while. Mm-hmm. And then they decide, oh, there are programs here that work for children,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so they get on that side of it. And so there's so many different avenues, health and nutrition. we have the homeless and housing and homelessness programs mm-hmm. that are here. We have Project Life that works to support teens that are aging out of foster care to make sure that they are able to live independently and have that support that they need.
We have jobs in all walks of life. So whatever you're looking for, whether it be social work, education, business administration, public administration, we have positions that fit that in your life, that, you know.
And I think that that is the biggest part of what I didn't realize when I came to Community Action, because I thought Community Action was Head Start in the classrooms mm-hmm. and that was it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I came in and I learned more that Head Start is in the classrooms, but it's in the family and in the community and all of those different supports that we, you know, provide families so that they can help themselves.
Yeah, you'll be surprised how many people come through the door that really don't understand what Community Action is all about
right.
until they actually come through that door.
So we're doing our best to not be the best kept secret, because I know Sharon did a training on that, and she does not like us being the best kept secret.
I don't, because the work that we do here is so transformational,
right.
not just for our families, but for our entire community. And it is just, I cannot not be excited about it, you know.
I mean, we have a great team.
Right. So if somebody says, I don't never heard of Community Action, I'm feeling some sort of way, you know.
That's right.
So like, no.
Let me do, you can reach us on phone, by phone, at 859-233-4600. You can reach us by email directly if you're looking for work at cachires@comaction, that's comaction.org. And our website at comaction.org. comaction. Yeah.
Right. And if you see me walking down the street or driving, flag me down and tell me you want a job, and that's it.
Yeah, it happened right there on the spot. Wait a minute. Beep, beep, beep. Oh, my goodness. It is something. Are there any plans for this summer? I know we're going to be robust and out and about, and we're, you know.
So, Cameron, that's already started. Uh-oh. We've already started attending career fair, job fairs. We're planning on being at, I think it's called the Juliet Market
on the weekend.
So you'll see us there. You will see us probably back at the mall. Mm. Last summer, we created a little pop-up store, so to speak. Right. And so we'll probably be back there. You're going to see us everywhere.
Right. Just get used to it.
Well, and then one last thing, because I just can't stop talking about it.
Just do.
But community action is a great foundation, mm-hmm. and it provides a great training atmosphere and environment, because we see a lot of people that work at LFUCG and city government right now were right here at Community Action. Mm-hmm. You know, Erin Hensley, who is working with their finance department, she's a commissioner of finance. She worked at Community Action. Charlie Lanter, who's over housing and homelessness, he worked at Chris Ford. No, Chris Ford was a Head Start kid.
Yeah.
He didn't work here.
But we have plenty at Fayette County School System, too.
Oh, absolutely. PG People worked at Community Action. So this is a great foundation for people to come in and, you know, because we have all of the professional development and training opportunities available, you know, to help people grow themselves.
And that's true. But I believe Community Action is a great place to start your career
And end your career.
So my plug is, I want to keep you. Once you come through those doors, my plan is to keep you forever.
Amen.
Well, and then one of the things that we know, too, is we have people that venture out and then they come right back.
Yes. That has happened quite a bit. So,
right.
You know, I tell people, you know, if you feel like you need to, you know, have that change, you know, go do it. I encourage that. But I tell them all the time, there's no place like home. And so just like your kids go off to college, they go off and move, they can always come home. And that's what I tell our staff when they do want to venture out. You know, remember, you can always come home. We just had this conversation yesterday with a staff person and said, go do you. Get yourself right. Go be great. You said go be great. But know you can come home.
Yeah, because I want everybody to be great, whether you're here or whatever it is. I want everybody to be great in their own space.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so tell them the information and how to get in touch with us one more time.
One more again. It's going to be comaction.org. That's our website. That's comaction.org. You can also get CAC hires at comaction.org. That's an email that's going to get you immediate response about hiring. And then there's one more that our contact number is 859-233-4600.
Cam, can I say something before
we
leave here? I just want to make sure that if you're not sure what positions are available at Community Action Council, please go ahead and submit an application. We review every application, every resume that comes through the door, and we will find something that may fit for you in our organization. So I just want to make sure, even if you don't know what you're looking for, go ahead and apply with Community Action, and we will review your information.
Well, and I think that's one of the great things about, Cameron asked about the way that things have changed, and that's something that has changed, mm-hmm. because when people come in, even if they apply for one position, through the interview process, if you find out that, they would really be a good fit for this position, then we go ahead and make that happen.
Yes, absolutely.
Bridget Rice, Community Action Human Resources Director, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you guys for having me.
It's been a pleasure. And we're going to see y'all out in these streets. Continue listening to Let's Talk More Action. Share, let your friends know.